Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring all number one songs from 1968 through 1970. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Supremes with Diana Ross, and Marvin Gaye by himself, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside, my tears I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, baby. Let it rain, let it rain. I need rain to disguise the tears in my eyes. Oh, let it rain. Oh, yeah, yeah, listen.
About home with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Wonder, Shooby Dooby Dooby Day. That was number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. Before that, another number one R&B from 68, The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. And we started with Smokey Robinson and His Miracles, I Second That Emotion, again a number one R&B song from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we continue to feature all number one songs, either on the Rhythm and Blues charts or on the pop charts. Well, coming up, another number one Rhythm and Blues chart from that same year, 1968, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Well, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing was written and produced by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Nick recalled that he used the word ain't in a lot of his songs, like Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't That Good Enough, You Ain't Nothing Till You Lovin'. There are a lot of them, he recalled, even before we got to Motown. Well, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing was Nick and Val's third composition for Marvin and Tammy. The first two had been produced by Harvey Fuca and Johnny Bristol. This time, the New York couple asked Barry Gordon for a production deal. Well, Marvin and Tammy, in contrast to their previous hits, are clearly singing across on the same mic. Marvin recalled that we were really enjoying challenging each other with our riffs and our little note changes and the rises and the falls. That's how it came off that way. We really had fun recording that. Well, unfortunately, a little more than 2 weeks after recording their voices, on Saturday, October 14, 1967, Marvin and Tammy were performing on stage during homecoming weekend at a college in Virginia. Tammy collapsed in Marvin's arms, and she was subsequently diagnosed with a brain tumor. Well, out of respect for Tammy's privacy, Motown remained quiet about her condition. The company covered all medical expenses, and the single was released and became their first number one rhythm and blues hit. Here are Marvin and Tammy, right here on Motown Memories.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Girl, I can't believe my ears. Are you really telling me goodbye? See, you're taking away my reason for living. Share those love.
artists are here with Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, You All I Need to Get By, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. Before that, another number one R&B from 68, The Temptations, with I Could Never Love Another After Loving You. And we started with Marvin and Tammy together once again with Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number one R&B from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs either on the United States Billboard charts or on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, we continue to feature songs from 1968. Here is the first song not written by the great writing team of Holland, Dozier & Holland, Diana Ross and the Supremes' number one, Love Child. Well, in the wake of Holland, Dozier & Holland's defection from the Motown record label, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, was anxious enough about the future of his number one act with Diana Ross and the Supremes to undertake drastic action. He summoned some of the Motown Hitsville's record's finest writers, Deke Richards, Frank Wilson, R. Dean Taylor, and a new face, Pam Sawyer, all together, and he informed them that they'd be collaborating together. Well, Berry checked everyone into a Detroit hotel on Friday, September 13th, and he told them not to come out until they had written the Supremes' next million-seller song. Well, Pam Sawyer recalled that he introduced the key idea, the previous taboo subject of a child born out of wedlock. He recalled that every idea was thrown out until he came up with that one. Berry came by and loved the idea. Well, Pam and R. Dean Taylor were knocking out the lyrics, and R. Dean and I, for the most part, were doing the chord structure and the melody. Here is Diana Ross the Supremes with Love Child, right here on Motown Memory.
Never. guilt in me. Don't think that I don't need ya. Don't think I don't wanna please ya. But no child of mine will be bearing the name of shame. I've been wearing love child, never quite as good. A veil of shame, misunderstood.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this half hour, we featured all songs that were number one either in the rhythm and blues chart or on the pop chart from 1968. Coming up, number one songs from 1969 and one from 1970. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.